I'm good. How are you?
I am well. So it's tick season, right?
It is tick season. This is Kyle's favorite topic.
Well, it is, yeah. Because I revealed something to you. You know, you are a science person and somebody in the health field, but you had not heard of DEET before. And I love that I was able to educate you.
You did, and now it just sticks with me. It's like a core memory for me.
So what are you recommending?
Well, it is tick season, and so, you know, the best way to prevent ticks from attaching to you or ending up on you somewhere, there's a bunch of different ones, especially, you know, when you're out enjoying things like, say, Grimes Farm or the trails or things like that. So awesome things that we have here in Marshall County. Walk in the center of those trails. Wear those insect repellents containing DEET. Treat your dogs or, you know, your animals for ticks. Check yourself, your gear and pets for ticks after activities that you've had in those areas. If you're out hiking, walking on trails, camping, things like that. And then shower as soon as possible after coming inside from outdoors. You know, a lot of people are doing outdoor activities right now and getting ready for, you know, gardening season and cleaning and doing all that stuff. So just make sure you don't have any little visitors that are coming inside with you.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Now, the old wives' tale is, and I don't know if this has changed or you know more, but you could burn off the tick. Can you still do that?
No, that is not recommended. I mean, I know we used to do that, like, with my dogs. Like, we would take, like, a knife and put it, you know, underneath the head of the tick and make sure that we got it off that way. But for proper tick removal, you know, using fine tip tweezers to grasp the tick as close to the skin surface as possible is just fine. They do make these fancy tools now that you can, like, used to remove ticks. Sometimes they're included in first aid kits, which is kind of cool. But you want to make sure that you pull the tick up with steady pressure so you don't leave parts of the tick in your skin, which is kind of gross. So you don't want to do that. So make sure you get it all the way out and then clean the bite area with rubbing alcohol or soap and water. And then make sure you get rid of the tick. A lot of people like to squish them immediately because that's, you know, just your immediate reaction with bugs and things like that. But make sure you either submerge it in alcohol, place it in a sealed bag or container, and basically suffocate it is what it looks, you know, what it sounds like, or flush it down the toilet. That's my personal favorite. They could go for a little swim. That's what I do at my house.
So the reason is we don't like ticks is because they carry Lyme disease, right?
Yeah, that is one of the diseases that they carry. They carry a couple other different diseases. So it's, you know, we don't want anybody exposed to those. So if you crush it in your fingers or say, I mean, maybe you're not wearing shoes and you crush it with your foot, you know, you don't want to expose yourself to any of those things like Lyme disease. There's also Rocky Mountain spotted fever. There's a few other different diseases, but, you know, those are the two common ones that people will probably hear about.
You bet. All right, visiting with Sydney Gruwell. She is our public health director for the county. Sydney, good to get you on the radio. Appreciate it.